Welcome to Quickies.
Welcome back to In.com's Quickies. Come hang with me, Karan, and let's take a quickie look at the world of celebrities and gossip. Take a superstar Bollywood celebrity from India and set her up in the US, and she's bound to get herself a place in line with the celebs of Hollywood. And what do you do to not feel lonely in a house that big? You get yourself a pooch, you name it after a princess, and you give it a special corner in the house. All these references and you still don't know who I'm referring to? Terrible. Well, it's Bollywood actress Priyanka Chopra and her very big and fabulous home in Los Angeles. Oh, and her dog Diana. Remember I mentioned the princess name? So no one's been able to get a proper glimpse of Priyanka's LA home so far, but that changed in a recently released video of the show, If I Could Tell You Just One Thing, where Priyanka is basically the host. Some of the shots for the show were taken inside her LA property, where she was preparing to speak to three great empowering women and get to know their stories. And as far as the shots of the house go, it would seem like Priyanka has good taste. The house has that, you know, one in the woods kind of feel to it with lots of greenery around, which I absolutely love. It has white walls on the inside, wooden floorings, again something I'm absolutely crazy for, and beautiful abstract paintings. And to top it all off, a packed fridge. What a beautiful, beautiful way to live. While Akshay Kumar fights a brave battle in his new movie Kesari, it looks like the movie is doing the same thing in the box office after releasing on March 21st. 3,600 screens across the country, a whopping 21.51 crore on the first day, and now it's already in the 100 crore club. And to top it all, its first week collection is the highest of 2019 so far. Well done, Akshay Kumar. Apparently, the Khiladi actor has been doing something right, or the movie wouldn't be making waves as big as the ones in his character's beard. Not a bad way to start 2019, I'd say. The movie Kesari, which also stars Pariniti Chopra, is based on the Battle of Saragadi, fought in September 1897, and according to Akshay, it would take the second or third place in the five bravest battles ever fought, if you were to Google, you know, the five bravest battles ever fought. Basically, it shows the valor and courage of 21 Sikhs who had the chance to flee, but stood and fought for their nation's pride and honor. Sounds a little bit like the story of 300, right? But minus 279 people, of course. What better way to celebrate your second match win in the Indian Premier League than by finding a scapegoat whose birthday it is and rubbing cake all over his face? Unfortunately for Kedar Jadhav, who is playing for MS Dhoni's Chennai Super Kings, that scapegoat was him. And the CSK team didn't just rub cake on him, they bathed him in it. And then they shared a video of the same on social media titled, Cake Shower for the Birthday Lion. Lion indeed. He must have definitely roared with all that cake in his eyes, nose and every other conceivable pore of his face. Well, I guess boys will be boys and birthday rituals will be birthday rituals. The sad part was no one actually managed to eat any of the cake. But you know, as the saying goes, you can't have your cake and smear it too or something like that. Plus, CSK's win against the Delhi Capitals must have been sweet enough to satisfy any sugar cravings that the team members might have had. How's that for cheesy? Movie makers these days don't seem to waste any time getting started on a sequel of a movie that's done well. After the blockbuster success of KGF or Kolar Goldfields, which kicked ass at the box offices across the globe, mind you, not just in India, the sequel KGF 2 seems to be already getting pushed hard at the pre-production stage with an aim to get it on floors by the end of April. The script has been finalized, the scale of presentation is going to be much larger, and the sequel will even bring in some famous technicians from foreign lands for a, you know, for a few of the complex action sequences. And you know they better, because the action sequences are literally the USP of the franchise. There's also promise of the technical aspects of the film being turned up a notch in KGF 2. Well, let's just hope the makers of the film keep their word and make this as memorable a film as the first. When you're an actor, dedication to your character and the sometimes super hard transformation it requires is everything. And when you're a perfectionist like Aamir Khan, you tend to take these levels of dedication to like way higher heights. One such example was when SRK invited a bunch of his celebrity friends for dinner when Tim Cook was visiting. Amir was one of the invitees and he so happened to be in the middle of one of his transformation stages for Fogart, his character in Dangal. Apart from the intense workouts, this phase required him to be super careful about what he was eating. So after promising Gauri Khan that he will eat before leaving, he promptly pulls out his own tiffin when she mentions that dinner is served. Now that's true dedication, guys. Not caring how you look in front of other famous people, even with someone as big as Tim Cook around. Some people just want to fit in, but Amir, well, he's just happy with his tiffin.
The Quickies on In.com.